Somebody's turning all the teenagers into cold-blooded killers, and it has something to do with a puppet. All that and a whole lot more right here on Doodle Soup Movie Reviews. Yep, 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 yep.
Wait a minute, I hear something.
Everybody, what's happening? Welcome back to Dr. Movie, your favorite show behind the steering wheel, which is a hot steering wheel this day. Starting to get into a little warmer weather here. And I turned down the air conditioning so it doesn't overwhelm the sound system while I'm recording here. So I'm sweating just for you. I don't know if that does anything for you, but that's what's happening. This will probably be a short one, because we just watched a movie called Nightmare Weekend. First time I've ever seen it. We'll probably be the last. I don't even really know where to start with this one. It's a 1986 horror sci-fi. I'm going to go ahead and say it's none of those things. It might have been made in 86. But I'll tell you what this movie really is here in a little bit. Let's do a synopsis. Teens are invited to a Florida home where a scientist assistant turns them into monsters. Yeah, that's what we're going with. But it left out all the crazy hoopla that's going on too, which I'll be honest with you, I have no idea what's going on in this movie. Directed by Henry Sala, who is known for Nightmare Weekend. That's about it. So not a lot to tell there. It's got a 3.6 out of 10 on, what is this on, IMDb? I am shocked that it's that high. This is a trauma distribution. I don't know, I don't think this is a trauma film. I think they just distributed it. It doesn't matter. As far as a cast, we don't have much to talk about. We've got Dale Midkiff in this, who was in Pet Sematary back in the day. And we got, let's see, who's the other one here it's worth talking about? Karen Mayo Chandler, who was in, what was she in? Hamburger the Motion Picture. That's right. So there you go. There's your cast in a nutshell. I don't see a why to watch. I see a want to watch. And I don't know about that. Here's something weird. It's called a parent guide. That's weird. I opened it up and it did nothing. Okay, so let's just get into this one, because I really don't have a lot here. There's a girl that lives with her dad. Her dad's a scientist. He's created this system, like a house system, like a Jarvis or something, I don't know. And it's programmed to kill. It's like a home security system and a whole bunch of other stuff. It doesn't matter. What matters is when it's told to, it will kill people. And how it kills people, it takes these silver bath bombs, that's the best way I can describe it, and they just kind of show up and you ingest them, I think. And it's funny because they can liquefy and you can drink it in a drink, but then you see it solidify in their mouth and then it becomes like a bomb and it just blows them up. But I don't think it really blows them up. I think it turns them into some kind of zombie. And the scientist has a partner, I guess. She's a partner, but she's backstabbing him because she's wanting to sell this, you know, device to either the military or somebody and keep all the money. So, you know, you got that kind of thing going on. You got a young girl who's the daughter of the scientist, and he has built in a protection program in it just for her daughter, his daughter. Yeah, so anytime she goes out, and the protection is a puppet that's somehow tied into the machine, and it's just a little hand puppet that sits up on her countertop and talks to her and computes things and tells her when she's in love and all that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell you what this movie is. I'm not only showing my age, I'm showing you what kind of teenager I was. This is like watching an 80s porn movie, but take the porn out of it. That's what you got here. You got a nonsensical story that they just made up so they'd have a reason for people to get naked. That's this movie. It's porn without the porn. The movie makes not a lick of sense. It's very confusing. I really don't have much more. That's kind of it. This could be my shortest review. I even went back and tried to read what the story is supposed to be, and it still doesn't make any sense to me. So, yeah, Nightmare Weekend. The nightmare, I guess, is the fact of this. I sat through this movie, I guess. You know, seriously, that's what this movie feels like. It's the scenes that you would fast forward through if you were watching porn to get to the good stuff. That's kind of what this movie is. It does have a lot of nudity and stuff going on. And there you go. That's kind of it. I don't have anything, folks. Yeah, that's kind of it. If anybody would like to explain this movie to me, well, it does end where, at the end, all the kids that supposedly had died, even though they're not kids, they're not teenagers, they're definitely older than teenagers. They have weird flashbacks, it's all sex, and then they come back and at the end and they're killing machines that, you know, I don't know, they're kind of like zombies. And they're chasing the scientist's daughter, but it's like they can't distinguish between her and other people, like the other zombies, so it's no big deal for a zombie to pick up a knife and stab another zombie just for the fun of it. I'm telling you, this movie makes no sense. And the daughter has fallen in love with the guy that's from the Pet Cemetery, and she asked the computer, what's the best way to meet this guy? And it gave her three options. And the last option was hitchhiking. And she says, hitchhiking, that's a good idea. So she goes out hitchhiking and gets picked up by somebody else who tries to rape her. Or does rape her. And then, you know, then Pet Cemetery guy shows up and, you know, stops all that. I'm telling you, it's, I don't know. I'm just amazed at what I just saw. I've seen bad movies. I've seen poor productions. I've seen, you know, shoestring budgets. This thing is just incoherent. It don't even have a wow factor. You get a disturbed factor. I mean, you get to see a couple make out in the back of a car, and it's just a dude that just pulls up on a motorcycle and jumps in the car and has at it. There's lots of sex, lots of random raping. I don't know, man. Just not sure. And again, they turned into zombies, and there's a puppet that's tied into the system. And at the end, they I don't know. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm not gonna tell you the ending of it. You may want to see it. Oh, you're not gonna watch this movie. It comes down to the lady that was wanting to steal this project and sell it, kills the scientist, and the dude from Pet Cemetery chases her down, and while he's sneaking up to her, a zombie comes up behind her and cuts her neck. And then he gets crushed by an automatic door, like a garage door. And his face explodes, and the girl cries out no, and that's the end. So there you go. There's my review of Nightmare Weekend. Don't do it. That's just, I don't know. I mean, you may want to see it for yourself just to see if I'm right about what I'm saying here, but it's not good. Not good. That's kind of it for this one. I'm giving this a 1. I don't know if I can really give it a 0. Maybe a half a point. There's really nothing I liked about this movie. So there you go. It is on Tubi, so if you're brave and you want to check it out, Rick, it can't be as bad as you say. Go ahead, knock yourself out. See what you think and let me know what you think about this movie. All right, folks, that's it for this one. We will check you later.